Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 5 of our show. It is February 8th, 2011, 4 p.m. as it is always with the show. In today's episode, we talk about the movies that come out this month. We play our brand new game, what our opinions are on the new Justin Bieber movie, what celebrities we'd want on our show, and hopefully take some callers. And right now, we're going to go to our co-host, Dan Lamb. Dan?
Hello, Craig.
How is it going, my good sir?
Going pretty good. Pretty good.
That's nice for you.
Yeah.
So how's it going for you, Craig? It's going great. I got my phone case, so I'll be able to bring it in tomorrow and show you.
That's good.
That is. People, this is episode 5 of our show, and we are becoming extremely popular, reaching over 8 viewers. No comment?
Yay. 8 viewers, that's getting up there, right?
It was 0. Yeah. All right. Had to clear my throat there. All right, now we're waiting for our first person to call in for the game. So before that, would you want to tackle the movies of February?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Now I'm sitting here at the Wikipedia page pulled up and all the movies coming out this month now. What I'll do, Dan, is I'll read off the title. If you don't know what it's about, I'll tell you, and then you either say yay, nay, yay or nay. Yay, you like it or you're looking forward to it, or B, you're not, or nay, you're not, all right?
Okay.
All right, over the weekend we had 2 movies come out, but since they're already out, we are not going to yay or nay them. But hold on a second. This Friday, our first movie is the new Adam Sandler comedy called Just Go With It. Have you heard of this movie?
Yeah.
Oh, you give that a yay? A nay?
A nay.
Any reason why?
I've been disappointed in Adam Sandler for a while. His movies lately haven't really been, I don't think, as funny. Like, he doesn't seem to be as, like, funny and, like, yelling and happy and everything as he used to be. Now it just seems like
happy.
He's kind of just like, I'm just doing this movie because I need money, so that's it.
True, very true. Okay. I also give it a name, but it's not because of Adam Sandler. It's because of his co-star, Jennifer Aniston. You know who Jennifer Aniston is?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Jennifer. You're probably a nice person in person, but I hate you in every movie you've done, and I hate you in Friends. I despise you with every fiber of my being, almost as much as the star of our next movie, Justin Bieber, Never Say Never. Can we both agree this is a nay?
Yes.
Yes. And why do we have to explain why this is a nay? It's a Justin Bieber movie. It's in 3D. He's 16. Enough said.
No 16-year-old should get their own movie.
No, the Jonas Brothers were first. If anyone should have gotten a movie, it should be them. All right. Also coming out is this new animated movie, Gnomeo and Juliet. Have you heard of that?
Yeah.
And
nay.
What is... Nay. Why nay?
It looks so stupid. Like, really? How can you possibly take Shakespeare and make it into a movie about stupid little lawn ornaments? That doesn't make any sense to me.
I'm sure Shakespeare would be so proud to know that his works have turned into garden gnomes.
Yeah, do they all die? Do they both die in the end? Because that's how Romeo and Juliet end. So, spoiler alert.
Yeah, I don't know. It's an animated movie, so they probably won't die. But I actually give it a yay, not because of it looks amazing, just because of who's in the movie. Because you got, you know, James McAvoy, Jason Statham, Michael Caine, Patrick Stewart, you know, Ozzy Osbourne. And it just looks cute. It's one of those movies that, yeah, it'll be bad, but what did you expect from a title like Gnomeo and Juliet? So I gave it a yay.
Title.
And then we move on to the 18th of February, where we have three movies, one of which hopefully me and Dan will be seeing together, and we all know this movie, I Am Number 4. Dan?
I have to give that an A, or yay. I mean,
oh. I'm like, wait a minute.
That's why I'm going to see it.
I give it a yay as well. I actually read the book. It's a very good book. Anyone that hasn't read it should go read it. And hopefully it'll be a good movie. Now, the producer is Michael Bay, who ruined Transformers 2. So I'm kind of a little iffy on that, but you never know. And then the next one is Big Mama's House 3, Like Father, Like Son.
Well, I think I would have to say, I think that's kind of like neutral for me. I would sit there and I would watch it and probably laugh at it. But then at the same time at the end, I would go, wow, I just wasted an hour and a half of my life.
That is true. So do you give it a nay or a yay?
I guess yay. It makes me laugh.
Oh, God. I'm so disappointed in you, sir. I give it a nay because all it is Martin Lawrence whoring himself out for the $10 million he gets. And the third movie is Unknown, starring Liam Neeson. Have you heard of this movie?
No, I don't think so.
Well, people, I'll give it ratings since I know what it is. Basically, this guy gets in a car accident and he wakes up. He gets brought out of a coma and he finds out that his identity. You heard of this?
Yeah, I have. I just couldn't
believe it. Yeah. I give it a yay because I love Liam Neeson and I love these mystery thrillers. Like, you know, the entire time I'm watching the movie, I'm like, or the trailer, I'm like, well, what the hell's going on? And when the trailer ends, I'm like, no, you can't end right there. Go back. I want to see what happens.
Yeah.
All right. So what do you give it?
Well, I'd say yay for it. It looks pretty good.
All right. All right, two more movies. The first, the new Nicolas Cage movie, Drive Angry 3D. Have you heard of this?
Yeah.
What do you give it?
I have to say yay for that.
You know what? I actually agree with you, yay. People are saying it looks really dumb and stupid, but if you saw the trailer, I mean, it's about a demon who comes from hell to rescue his baby, his, like, niece or something, and it's called Drive Angry. So, I mean, what do you expect? It's one of those, like, 80s action movies brought to the 2000s.
Yeah.
All right, so we both give that a yay. And then our last movie is Hall Pass, the new rom-com from Peter from Peter and Bobby Farley. What do you give it?
I guess I'd have to say yay for that one, too. It looks like it's pretty funny, but it looks like it has a lot of lame jokes. It looks like it almost be like Hot Tub Time Machine, where, like, you either completely like it or you completely hate it. Like, I really did not like Hot Tub Time Machine at all. And that's
I'm right there with you.
Looks.
All right, now, hold on a second. We're supposed to be playing our game now, but the person that was supposed to call in to compete against Dan has not called in. I'm very disappointed right now. But we can move on to our next topic and go back to the game. And as you all know, people, in 3 days, the 11th, the world shall end as we know it. Why? Because Justin Bieber gets his own movie.
True story. Yes, I just don't understand why he gets his own movie. Like, this doesn't make sense.
You can't grasp the you cannot grasp the reason why.
Like, no, I can't. He's like, that's pretty much it. Like, there's nothing to, like, say to comprehend. He looks and sounds like a woman, and he, from what I've heard, can't really sing. And
well, have you ever heard a song of his?
I think I heard part of it once, and then I had a seizure and was taken to the hospital.
Are you serious?
No, but
oh, I was gonna say that'd be the terrible tagline for the movie. This movie will give you a seizure. It's proven fact.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's just ridiculous.
I don't know. I mean, after I heard about it, I mean, I was angry, and then I was like, well, of course they are, because You know, I mean, next I'll make a Jersey Shore movie. I mean, the next big fan gets its movie. I mean, the thing that I am upset about isn't the fact that he has a movie. It's the fact that it's in 3D. Because me, personally, I hate 3D. I think that it's overused. And then when I found out that it'll be used in the Justin Bieber fag documentary, I was like, what could they possibly use 3D for? This will be probably, I mean, I'm sure it'll be shot in 3D because the director of the movie, his name is John Chu, who directed Step Up 3, which had the best 3D of last year, but I still think it'll be shitty 3D. It'll be good 3D, but I'm curious what they're going to use a 3D for.
Yeah, like, it's kind of odd and confusing to me. How could they, that's like making Borat 3D. Like, what in that movie, if it's like a documentary, what could they possibly do that could make it 3D? It's like, it's real life. It's, there's not just like random things that are just going to be like, oh, hi, and like pop out at your face for no reason.
That could be interesting, though. Borat in 3D.
I don't want to see any rubber fists and creepy Middle Eastern guys running around naked in 3D. I don't know about you, Craig.
Well, no, but I just think Borat's a funny movie, and why not? Everything else is being turned to 3D. I mean, I'd rather see Borat 3D than Justin Bieber 3D.
Yeah, I actually have to agree with you on that one. I'd probably rather see anything in 3D than Justin Bieber at all.
You'd rather see a documentary about the Holocaust in 3D?
Yeah, I think that'd be up there with the Justin Bieber movie, but I think that's still above that on my list.
That's true.
Coming this fall with Holocaust 3D.
Narrated by a random German.
Yeah.
They get Tom Cruise to play Hitler.
Yeah.
All right. Now, I'm going to have to move away from my computer currently because my brother doesn't understand that I'm doing a show and he decided to take a shower. And I told him there could be no noise in the fucking house. That being said, I'm now in my living room and we can proceed. Do you hear any water, Dan?
No, I can't hear anything.
All right. My phone could probably pick it up. So if you're listening to this like at home or like at the gym and you're like, are they in the tub doing this? No, it's my brother being a douchebag asshole. Now, as far as I can tell, damn it all. All right. Our caller has still not called, even though I texted her and told her to call in at 4 o'clock, even that being. You did the same?
Yeah.
All right. Well, God. Let's go on to our next subject, then, while we're waiting. Who would we want on our show? Here's the scenario, Dan. I'm dead. Let's say that I died, and you are the host of the... Shut up, Dan. Just finish the fucking scenario. I died, and you are the host of the show, and the first thing you can do is bring any three celebrity guests on you want. Who would they be?
I don't know. That seems like such a tough decision. Because I don't want them to be any people in movies, because then I would probably sit there and mock the shit out of their movies, and they'd be like, I was in that. And I'd be like, oh, yeah, that's right.
No, I would turn and be like, yeah, and it sucked. Well, I can answer this question very...
three comedians on.
Any ones you have in mind? Like, any ones you have in mind?
Well, certainly not Jim Gaffigan, because I hate him.
Well, you hate Jim Gaffigan?
I said I hate Jim Gaffigan.
Why?
He's terrible. He's not even funny.
Oh, that's mean. Jim Gaffigan's funny. He does that cute voice.
That annoying voice. You can't whisper yell. That's annoying. I have to listen to that little study hall. I don't want to listen to it when I come home and watch Comedy Central.
Okay, I'll give you that. Well, I'll give my three, Dan, right away. I would actually have celebrities on, and I'll tell you what I would have on. I would have the three celebrities that I hate the most on, just so I could ask them why they do what they do, why they make the movies they make, and why they just can't be good celebrities. So the three celebrities that I hate the most, I would have Jennifer Aniston on, because I hate her with a passion. I would have Justin Bieber on so I could ask him why his voice is like a 3-year-old. I want to know why his voice sounds like a 2.5-year-old girl, and he's 17. I really do. Does he, like, drink Drano or something? I seriously want to know. And then third one that I hate, I'd probably have to say, I don't know. This is where I got probably the entire cast of the Jersey Shore, just to ask why you are doing this to America.
Why do you do what you do? That's pretty much what I want to know.
Well, Dan, you don't know the numbers, but when Jersey Shore, the third season, premiered on MTV, it got 16 million viewers. Yeah, that's where our country is going. 16 million viewers for Jersey Shore. And my one friend in study hall, Jessica, she loves the show. And she's like, oh, did you hear Jersey Shore will be in Italy next year for season 4? And I'm like, what the fuck did we do to Italy?
Yeah. What did Italy do to us to deserve this?
And it's called the Jersey Shore. Why are we going overseas? Isn't it called Jersey Shore for a reason?
Yeah. Now it should be called, like, Pasta Shore or something. I don't even know.
It'll be called White Trash. That's really what it should be called.
Yeah.
Well, you've not watched an episode of Jersey Shore, have you?
Hell no.
See, I got suckered into watching it. My mom loves the show, and she said, I'll give you $20 to just watch one episode, and I'm like, okay, $20, all right, fine. It's like a 40-minute show. I couldn't do it. 15 minutes in, I said, okay, this isn't worth it, I'm leaving, because this is the show in 15 minutes. They talk, they go to a bar, get drunk, come back, talk again, go to a bar, get drunk, talk, bar, okay. After the bar, they fuck some random chicks. All right, so talk, bar, fuck. For 40 minutes, apparently.
That's terrible.
It's extremely terrible.
Football than that.
Don't mock football, Dan. Don't you
mock
dare.
Football as much as I please, Craig.
I will jump through this phone and smack you if you mock football.
Okay, well, you have fun defining the laws of physics. I'll sit over here and make fun of a gay sport.
You know what? We would have this debate, but we don't have to because we can move on to our game.
Yeah.
All right, now, Dan, I'm going to bring on our guest who is going to compete against you in the game. Now, since you are kind of retarded when it comes to movies, you can use your DVD collection, all right?
Fuck you, Greg.
Come on, you wouldn't have won last week if it wasn't for the John Wayne collection.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll give you that, but...
Valid points. Okay. Now, the three celebrities Mr. DeVico wrote down, one of them I think will be good. The other two I think will be either one or two movies and then we'll quit. So I might make up a celebrity because I don't know if anyone knows any of these guys. But we're going to go ahead and bring on our guests. You ready, Dan? All right. Our guest name's... I was going to say the area code of our guest, but I decided I'd be fucking retarded because all of our guests live here. So since I kind of know the numbers by now, our guest is Santana. We're going to bring her on. And the computer's not working, and there we go. Hello?
Hi.
How you doing, Santana?
I'm doing lovely.
Dan,
and I'm not
there?
Gonna use my movies.
Dan?
Yep, I'm here.
Are you ready?
I think I'm ready. I'm eager to know
ready?
What actor's there.
Are you ready, Santana?
Sure.
Alright. This is a best of three. The first one, the 2 points, wins. You guys have played this game before, so you know the rules. But anyone listening who has not listened before, how this works is I read an actor, and then we're going to start with Dan, because he is cheating, and then he'll name a movie that actor's been in, and then Santana will name a movie that actor's been in, and it goes back and forth, and one of them cannot name it, and then if you cannot name a movie, you lose, and the other person gets a point. Best of three wins. So our first actor, and Dan, we're going to start with you, is Brad Pitt.
Huh.
Dude, I'm good at this one.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Fight Club.
Silence. How can I not think of any? Fight Club.
She said Fight Club.
I just said that one.
You just said Fight Club?
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
Troy.
Really?
Your turn, Santana.
My turn?
Yes.
Benjamin Button.
Hmm.
Oh, man, I have so many still.
Dan's feeling the pressure.
Huh?
I am under pressure, Craig. This isn't fun.
Why? Because you're going to lose to a girl?
Dan, do you want a freebie so we can keep moving this along? I'll give you a
Legends of the Fall.
What'd you say?
Did you seriously just
Legends
say that?
Legends of the Fall? This looks like him.
The Fall?
Legends of the Fall.
You know what? I'm on my computer. I'm going to look that shit up.
It is. I've seen it before, and it's crappy.
You have?
Don't watch it.
All right.
Burn after eating.
That wasn't nice. He's probably listening. He's one of the listeners.
Dan, we have like two listeners, so I don't think they're going to give a fuck.
Okay, well, fine.
Well, it's Dan's turn again.
It is his turn. He's taking forever.
Oh my gosh, it's my turn again?
Yes!
What did you say?
Yeah. She said burn after reading.
Oh, jeez. Which Ocean's movie was he in?
I'm not telling you that.
11? Maybe?
He was, so.
Ugh.
Santana.
Interview with a Vampire.
Excuse me one second. Sorry. Dan, it's your turn.
I already said Mr. and Mrs. Smith, didn't I?
And you did.
Damn it.
Fucking Neighbors?
Ocean 13?
That's right, but I will not accept Ocean's 12, so knock it off with the copying.
How fun.
Santana's turn.
Joe Black.
Come on, Dan.
I'm trying.
Well, Dan, we have 7 minutes, so I'm going to give you 60 seconds.
Inglourious Bastards, I already said it.
All right, Santana.
What did he say?
He said Inglourious Bastards.
Oh, man.
Come on. You don't have any more.
What do you think? What, you have more? No, I can't. Troy.
Oh, I have any more.
What'd you say?
Troy.
Dan said Troy.
Did he really?
Yes, he did.
Okay.
All right, here's what I'm going to do, people. I'm going to set the clock to 60 seconds because we have, like, less than 10 minutes and I want to finish the game. And whoever is still trying to guess when the clock runs out is the loser.
A river runs through it.
Oh. Dan, the clock is still going. You have 45 seconds.
Oh, what? I thought you meant 60 seconds for each of us.
No, we have to get the game going.
Oh, jeez.
Go, Dan, go. Pressure's on.
I'm trying.
30 seconds.
Which
wire does he cut? The red or the blue?
Yeah, that's pretty much what I'm thinking.
He cut the blue one.
20 seconds. Dun, 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 dun.
Was he in 7?
What?
7?
Yes. All right, 5 seconds, Santana.
How am I supposed to get a movie in 5 seconds?
Time! And that, Dan gets that point. Dan, don't want to go to your head, Dan.
Okay.
That was bullshit, Dan. You pulled that out of your ass. All right. We have enough time for a couple more. Our next actor is Jack Nicholson. We're going to start with Santana this time. And because we are running low on time, I'm setting the clock for 2 minutes. Go.
Go now. The Bucket List?
All right.
Oh, okay. Anger Management.
Nice one, Dan. Santana, your turn.
Shining.
Oof.
The Departed?
Excellent.
Was he in there?
Yes, he was. A minute and a half to go.
I like how you give me a hard do that I don't even know.
I didn't pick the actors. Mr. DeVito picked the actors.
I'm going to waste some time because I don't know.
Well, you got a minute and 6 seconds left, so take as much time as you need as long as it's under a minute and 6 seconds. People, while they're trying to decide what movies to do, I'm going to make my plugs. People, after you listen to this podcast, as I know you will, go to spill.com for your very funny movie reviews.
I have no idea.
Do you give up?
Yeah. I don't know who he is.
The Shining.
Well, we said The Shining. But that means that since she has given up, Dan, you get the point, and Dan, you win for the day.
Who was the other person?
Dan, anything you want to say is the big winner. We're 2 weeks now.
I really don't know how. I don't know how I came up with all those Brad Pitt movies. Like,
because you're cheating. I'm letting you cheat.
No, actually, a lot of those I came up with off the top of my head. I really do not have that many Brad Pitt movies.
Okay, really?
Why would I have that many Brad Pitt movies?
Maybe you like Brad Pitt.
I do not.
Well, Santana, it was good. Nice job, nice attempt. You almost beat Dan with Brad Pitt, but we're going to let you go so we can end the show. Is that all right?
Okay.
All right. Have a good day, Santana.
Bye.
Bye. Dan, nice job as usual.
Thank you, Craig.
Do you want to know who the third actor was that we would have done, though, if she had beaten you and Jack Nicholson?
Oh.
It would have been Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Oh, my God.
Do you know any of her movies?
No, I don't think I would have been even able to come up with one.
Yeah, that's the one every week Mr. DeVito picks one that I'm like, okay, why did you pick that when I told him this week, pick movies that 16-year-old, pick actors that 16-year-olds would know, and he picks Jennifer Love Hewitt. I don't know any movies, do you?
No,
I didn't think so. People, we got like 80-something seconds, but it's been a good show. You know, we had on a caller / challenger, but Dan has won for the second straight week. Nice job, Dan. But I'm going to let you go on route. You know what we're going to do next week? I'm going to see if we can have Andre on the show and go against you or Mr. DeVito. But if you win three times, I'll make you a little stupid belt. All right. Anything you want to say, Dan?
Not much. No, not really.
All right, I'm going to let you go so I can end the show, all right?
Okay, then. See ya.
All right, bye. People, it's been a great show. 30-something seconds. I'm your host, Craig Acton. And until next week, stay beautiful, America.